This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Much of that whole look squirrel stuff going on in the aftermath of the attack on Paul Pelosi in his home by a drug-addled bum in San Francisco is focused on an erroneous tweet sent by Elon Musk, who now owns Twitter. And it was a bad tweet, and he got rid of it. But that's not the only problem in the media response to the attack. Everybody from Joe Biden on down, and that's quite a rat hole, is yelling about political violence now as a result. Right-wing political violence, to be specific, which in itself is a false claim, given that the attacker, David LaPape, was a bum who lived in a hippie house with a Black Lives Matter sign out front in Berkeley, California. LaPape was a mentally deranged drug addict. He belonged in a mental health facility or some sort of jail. His internet trail is a string of, you know, incoherent gibberings. The failure of blue cities to deal with such problems is an issue in itself. And it's not just that this isn't being reported by the press as politicians preen about Trump being the intellectual author of the attack. It's about what the press and the other politicians don't report. Michael Schellenberger, I've quoted him a few times on this particular one. He's a centrist writer, and he's investigated the attack himself because the press wouldn't, called it a double standard. And he wrote, and if mainstream news journalists are so concerned that political extremism is resulting in more violence against public officials, why did they en masse downplay the assassination attempt against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in June? Where the New York Times has put the alleged Pelosi assassination attempt on its front page for 2 days in a row, it buried the story of the Kavanaugh murder plot on page A20. 3 days later, none of the Sunday morning political shows like NBC's Meet the Press even mentioned the assassination attempt. Today, Meet the Press focused on the Pelosi plot and framed it as overly political, making no mention whatsoever to Pape's psychotic delusions. The chilling and violent attack on Paul Pelosi. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 82-year-old husband is raising fears of more political violence, according to Chuck Todd. The double standard in news media coverage is brought into sharper relief when one considers that the suspect in the murder plot against Kavanaugh, Nicholas John Roski, 26, has, unlike DePoppy, shown no signs of psychosis. Rather, he appears to be motivated by the same kind of political fanaticism that gripped climate activists around the world. Now, the attempt on Kavanaugh was just as real, but it was caught before the perfectly sane and ideologically motivated leftists could do any damage. So it lacks any of that emotional impact of the attack on Pelosi, whose skull was broken. But it was bona fide political violence, the kind the media clowns and the Democrat polls are now raving about, except that it comes from the left. Other recent cases of political violence were far more serious. This is the near murder of House Leader Steve Scalise and others by fanatical Bernie Sanders, Bernie Bro supporter, and two violent attacks on Senator Rand Paul, who's hospitalized in the first with 6 broken ribs and ended up losing part of his lung after a brutal attack by another leftist, and then was targeted and attacked again by a mob of Black Lives Matter thugs, only to be rescued by police. These cases were swept under the rug and memory hold, and horrifically enough, barely punished, despite the huge damage done. Paul was gracious in the wake of the attack on Pelosi, but pointed in his remarks, noting that Pelosi's daughter actually endorsed the political violence against himself. On Twitter, he said, "No one deserves to be assaulted, unlike Nancy Pelosi's daughter, who celebrated my assault. I condemn this attack and wish Mr. Pelosi a speedy recovery." And just in case you wonder what I'm talking about, Christine Pelosi tweeted, "Rand Paul's neighbor was right," after the Rand Paul attack. The man who lost part of his lung in an actual political attack by a politically motivated leftist is now being blasted for it by the left. According to the Independent of London, the tweets were nasty. That Rand can't bring himself to either just say nothing or condemn the assault without resorting to whataboutism speaks volumes about him, according to a totally clueless journalist named Aaron Rupar. This tweet is an example of why no one felt sympathetic about Senator Badperm getting thrown around by his neighbor. That's another Twitter user. And maybe it's just me, but I feel like getting beat up for being a blanky neighbor and getting attacked by someone who broke into your house trying to assassinate your wife are not the same thing. The leftists are quite nervy about this one. They got the, they're quite ballsy, if you will. And sit that one out, clowns. You've got some apologizing to do, both on behalf of your miserable selves and your political movement that Petri dished it. But of course, they'll get away with it. Meanwhile, the gunfire attack on Scalise was simply memory hold in the press, and Bernie Sanders was held harmless for the kind of follower he attracted, even as he barely condemned the attack. Marjorie Taylor Greene got out there. The garbage is still going on, not just against Kavanaugh, but in the dangerous swatting incidents that happened to her. The phenomenon of someone calling 911 and falsely reporting a gun incident or standoff or problem at the home of a political enemy in order to use the cops to surround the house in their full regalia. This has happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene 6 times now, and that's political violence too. And don't forget the attacks on the crisis pregnancy centers and churches, vandalism, church desecration, and firebombings, all of which are nakedly politically motivated and never investigated with any seriousness by the politicized authorities. And bottom line here is that politically motivated violence is coming from the left, not right. The left is blaming the right in order to extend surveillance and police powers on conservatives while allowing the violent mobs to attack conservatives unfettered. Unlike the media narrative now, the real problem is the upsweep in violent crimes and threats of crimes to the right. The Pelosi attack was sort of an aberration, brought on by Blue City policies of tolerance of drug-addicted bums without forced treatment. The attacks on the others were all purely political. And that's a sorry situation, and it is a flaming double standard, without a doubt. The problem with fomenting and not actually stomping down on crime in these blue bastions is essentially is going to, and eventually, as a matter of fact, I was trying to make one word, eventually, it is going to spill over because it will become uncontrollable. It's like a fire. It's like a nuclear reaction. Once it begins, it's going to do what it's going to do. And getting out here and trying to point out that this is right-wing political violence is hilarious. Hilarious. But it's all a distraction for what's coming in 7 days now. 7 days from now, they won't have to worry about being in power. Then the Republicans will have it. They won't have the majority they need to have in order to stop the president, but they will have power. Let's see what they do with it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, there's a great many roosters coming home to the roost for the progressives, for the Democrats. It is a fair and objective assessment to assert that the progressive social left, also known as the Democrat Party, has had a very bad week. And in reviewing the recent candidate debates, you can only conclude that the left resembles a playground of incompetence. And I will admit that it was cringeworthy to watch the debate between Oz and Fetterman. There can be no debate that the stroke suffered by Fetterman has had long-lasting effects. And he was given all that was requested, including closed captioning. And he was even offered two rehearsals with the system. And he couldn't answer a simple question about natural gas fracking, whether he was for it or against it. It was not only that abysmal performance, there were displays of incompetence emanating from two sitting governors, Whitmer and Hochul. Both of these governors seemed incapable of articulating the issues with a coherent response, because, of course, they get to own that which they have reaped. They get to own it. They get to own it. Now, of course, if you are a progressive socialist, you're going to tell yourself foolishly that everything went well and that these candidates performed just fine. Instead of watching a Fox News post-debate commentary, why does anybody have to watch one of those? Do you need somebody to tell you what you just watched? If you watch it, can you not, translate what they were saying? Anyway, instead of watching that, I don't watch any of that stuff. So I just, I was reading about the MSNBC commentary, and that's when I started abusing Pepto-Bismol. Because it was making me sick to my stomach. Not only were the debate performances embarrassing, some governors, like Katie Hobbs in Arizona, refused to debate at all. And there were other instances indicative of kids at recess. When House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about inflation, she responded that we just need to change the subject. Change the subject to what? What would we change the subject to? The American people are suffering under this direct threat to their economic security because the kids in the playground of incompetence took a 1.4% inflation up to 9.1% in less than 2 years, and it remains at a 40-year high level. Right now, it's being reported that people are starting to take out pay-later loans to buy groceries. Then there was Joe Biden, who confused all of us by stating that fees for main cabin extra rooms on airplanes are racist. Which sort of makes me wonder why that was even a thing. Yes, being able to have access to a little extra room on an airplane adversely affects minorities. I guess since showing a picture ID to vote is racist, then showing a picture ID to fly is racist as well. Unless you are an illegal immigrant on Air Biden, then you can show your arrest paperwork from being in the country illegally as proof of non-citizenship. And Biden tries, and all that's okay. Biden tries to make us believe that he inherited $5 gasoline when he became president. Only an incompetent buffoon, also known as stuck on stupid, would believe this. Can anybody explain Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez's dancing moves in the face of her constituents' concerns? The explanation is simple. The left only deals with ideological rights and not the reality of constitutional rights. They take failed theories such as socialism, Marxism, communism, and try to fit these misshapen objects into a round hole. What would things look like in America if we had an objective press and not a propagandized media that shields these incompetents? These leftist regimes can only thrive when they can control the information narrative. Now, when thinking about leftist rulers, you do not find the brightest tools in the shed, just manipulative cults of personality who deliver emotionally based speeches. Hitler was just a Bavarian corporal. Fidel was an impassioned revolutionary. Maduro in Venezuela was a bus driver. The recipe is always to promise a utopia to those whom they make victims. The sad reality here in America is that things were going kind of okay 2 years ago. Now the Biden administration and the rest of the incompetent kids in the playground have brought an unconscionable level of pain upon you. I mean, the recent reports of the failing grade for our fourth and fifth graders in reading and math. That's just as appalling. So what does America need to do in this critical time? Well, listen, Democrats, you know, unfortunately for you, and at least in your world, I'm sure, I don't care. But unfortunately for you, we're all in this boat together. And the party that you have supported heretofore has brought us to where we are today, where you can't afford to live. You can't, you know, your power bill is something you got to put on a credit card. Your groceries are something you have to put on a credit card. And all of this is going to come back to haunt us later, too. So now, after all of this break that we've been on, now everybody has to stand up and be a responsible and competent adult. And that only applies to the adults. That means understanding your constitutional rights and not falling into the emotional snare of leftism. We're facing high food and commodity prices, high gas prices, a wide open border, an unstable world, a threat of nuclear engagement, rampant crime, and the usurpation of our parental rights and educational freedom. And all of this is intentional and purposeful, all because we've allowed the kids who never got picked to lure us into the playground of incompetence. Their positions and policies are indefensible and imbecilic. But if we keep voting them in, we get what we deserve. Or rather, maybe we deserve what we get. Despite everything that you may hear, there's still choices to be made. And in 7 days, you get to make them. And you better show up. And no, you're not allowed to vote by mail. Not allowed, because, you know, everybody's going to complain about that later, how the election was stolen or something. You actually have to go. You have to go. You got to vote. Everybody has a dog in this fight. Everybody. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House and Senate races take center stage during the midterm elections, but there are also plenty of important ballot measures to watch. California, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana have pro-life measures on the ballot, and a Colorado proposal would allow the consumption of psychedelics for medical purposes. This as Democrats in one state have already filed a lawsuit.
Some Democrats have begun filing lawsuits ahead of the midterm elections. Pennsylvania senatorial candidate John Fetterman and other Democrats filed a lawsuit Monday challenging Pennsylvania's plan not to count updated or wrongly dated ballots that have been mailed in.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former Fed President Eric Rosengarten says it's quite likely the United States will have a recession next year. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, all anybody on the right, you now have come into my world. Because everybody out there, every Republican, every conservative, every person on the right, everybody that believes in small government, every populist, every nationalist, everybody that is a Trumpian, if you will, we are all being blamed for what happened to Paul Pelosi. Just like every gun owner will get blamed the next time there's a rampage killing. We're all being blamed. And their insistence that every conservative personally condemn the actions of this nut who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, has nothing to do with lowering the rhetorical temperature or averting violence, and everything to do with trying to compel Republicans to take responsibility for the incident. Now, why would we do that? Why would we do that? Now, forget the ugly, transparent cynicism of partisans like Scarborough or David Frum or Bill Kristol. Take the Washington Post, which ran a triple bylined reported piece headlined, "Attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband follows years of GOP demonizing her." Years of vilification, according to the authors, have culminated in Pelosi's husband being attacked with a hammer. I hate to tell you something, leftists, but you guys are actually in charge of everything right now. All of this racism and violent rhetoric, you guys are in control of that. You control the media. You control the narrative. And trying to steer the narrative to all of a sudden saying, we're in control, but it's their fault. I mean, we can't be at fault. Because we're not in control of nothing. Did you not realize this when you installed, you know, President McShowers a lot? By demonizing, the Post means that Republicans run lots of political ads targeting perhaps the most powerful partisan leader in the nation. Pelosi is demonized in the same manner that Mitch McConnell or Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis are demonized. And remember, ads depicting Paul Ryan pushing grandmas off cliffs. That's kind of demonizing, isn't it? Especially for somebody as ineffective as Paul Ryan. All three of the reporters involved in the writing of the Post piece knew full well that the person accused of attacking Pelosi with a hammer was mentally unstable. His brain, according to the mother of his children, addled by long-term drug use. This is a former pro-nudist activist convinced that he was Jesus for a year, lived in a bus on a semi-commune, and has embraced conspiracy theories from the left and right. Which is not to say living in a bus is bad. I've thought about that myself. But even if he wasn't unstable, it doesn't mean the GOP has any responsibility to stop pointing out that Pelosi's policy ideas are bad for the country, Republican and Democrat alike. Do reporters, columnists, ad makers, or politicians consider the safety of Republicans before saying anything critical about them? Well, no. Because neither political discourse nor political reporting should be inhibited by the prospective actions of third-party nuts. Americans had to ponder the actions of political terrorists every time they took a position. They would only be empowering those nuts. And yet this weekend, John Dickerson was wringing his hands on CBS News over the alleged structural and rhetorical pro-violence position of the right. Which, I don't know what he's looking at. I wish I saw something that pointed out any sort of aggressive thought pattern. What are you looking at, John? What are you looking at? Anyway. Anyway. You see the trick, right? Conservatives have a duty to self-flagellate over the January 6th rioters, to answer for Alex Jones and white supremacists of Charlottesville, and to condemn the nudists of Berkeley, because they're the ones who have allegedly coddled people that they consider to be extremists. But, I mean, all of this is protected free speech, by the way. That's why the First Amendment exists. Speech instigates nothing. Drink that in. Unless you are predisposed to attacking people based upon something you're told, speech precipitates nothing. It doesn't matter that the vast majority of conservatives have never supported or instigated any violence whatsoever. On the other hand, when a Black Lives Matter fan murders five Dallas police officers, the coverage is virtually devoid of any political concern. It becomes a gun issue. It's, you know, it's because he had access to guns, easy access to guns. There is no CBS News panel convening to agonize over the left's support for BLM after rights decimated neighborhoods across the nation in 2020, the costliest in American history. No, not even after the future vice president helped bail out people who participated in that violence, one of whom would later be accused of murder. When a man who volunteers for the presidential campaign of Bernie Sanders attempts to assassinate Republican leadership on a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. No one in the major media tells us it's the culmination of the socialist decades-long demonizing of non-socialists. When an assassin brings a Glock, extra ammo, a knife, pepper spray, and zip ties from California to D.C. to murder a Supreme Court justice 2 years after Chuck Schumer warned justices that they had released the whirlwind and would pay the price, not only did we not have a national conversation about the peril of toxic rhetoric, the story was barely covered. Now, because Kevin McCarthy once made a ham-fisted joke about it being difficult not to hit Nancy Pelosi with a gavel, every conservative must now denounce Jesus McNudist, or they might as well be attacking the speaker's husband themselves. No one is innocent when it comes to speech. But The notion that the right is more prone to violent or dehumanizing rhetoric is a very convenient fantasy. Were these people asleep when Democrats are accusing their political opponents of being nihilistic death cultists who are happy seeing people sick and poor and plotting to murder their fellow Americans with nefarious tax cuts? Nancy Pelosi herself called the Trump cuts the end of the world, Armageddon, and the difference between life and death. Democrats have spent years fueling conspiratorial and paranoid fiction about how Republicans had seditiously conspired to destroy democracy or the endless, factless effort to convince Americans that their votes are being stolen. And yet, you know, when Trump won, it was a stolen election. When Biden wins, and Biden wins and gets more votes than Barack Obama, and I, you know, Barack Obama, he started the fundamental transformation that we're fighting now in the United States. But Barack Obama could campaign. That dude knew how to campaign. And the thought that Joe Biden could get more votes in his, I don't know how many attempts he's made at just getting the nomination, but the fact that he could get more votes than Barack Obama, that is also a convenient fantasy. Now, Trump ran the board. He got 10 million more votes than he got the first time around. And that's because he had a banging economy going on. And even during the height of the lockdown and everything else, gas prices were not what they are now. Food prices were not what they are now. There were shortages of toilet paper. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, one thing you got to learn about self-defense is unarmed does not mean not dangerous. And there are many, many, many different things that can lead to something referred to as disparity of force. Now, I myself am 61 years old now. I've had open heart surgery and everything that goes along with that, because there's a lot of things that go along with it. There's a lot of moving parts in that, respiratory, pulmonary, all that other fun stuff. So then you become less, shall we say, solid. In my case now, at 61, if I'm facing a 30-something-year-old, I'm now facing a disparity of force. Disparity of force, in most legal cases, can lead to a resorting of to deadly force, if it exists. And it doesn't matter whether they have a gun or a tire iron or just their hands and fists. More people are kicked and beat to death with hands and fists per year than are shot by any kind of rifle at all. So against unarmed adversaries, a defender can resort to deadly force if a disparity of force does exist. And a young auto mechanic with a concealed carry license did just that in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, days ago. Prosecutor there just cleared him of any wrongdoing, citing the number of attackers, their size, and other disparity issues. Now, it all began when Liam Hughes, at 21, an Army reservist for 3.5 years with a concealed carry license, left a bar in Southampton, PA, with a friend. A group of much larger men near his car attacked him following some sort of confrontation. Now, Mr. Hughes is 5'6 and 140 pounds. He's not exactly a heavyweight. Despite this multiple attacker assault going on with him, he managed to get his car door open and access a handgun near his center console. He warned his attackers that he now had a gun, but the attack continued. And at that point, Hughes began shooting. Two of them took fatal gunshot wounds. A third was struck in the arm. The prosecutor believes a third man may have been trying to de-escalate the situation and declined to charge anyone for that wound. A fourth attacker, who was shown landing punches on Hughes, will face criminal charges despite not absorbing any rounds himself. The Bucks County prosecutor released an in-depth report on the incident and announcing that Liam Hughes will face no charges. And we get this. The 21-year-old man who shot and killed two men who were attacking him in the parking lot of the Steam Pub in Upper Southampton Township was justified in using deadly force, District Attorney Matt Weintraub announced on Thursday. Liam Hughes and a friend were returning to his car on the night of October 7, 2022, after leaving the Steam Pub, when a group of men gathered near his car, confronted and attacked him. Three men pummeled Hughes during the attack, punching and striking him in the face and the head and knocking him to the ground, where they continued the assault. Hughes attempted to get into his vehicle, but was being actively pulled out by one of the attackers. He had to reach behind with his right arm while being attacked and was able to get his hand on his weapon that was between the driver's seat and the center console. He warned the assailants that he had a weapon and told them to stop, and they continued the attack and he opened fire, killing two of his assailants and injuring a third man. Immediately after the shooting, Hughes called 911, telling dispatchers he shot at a group of men who attacked him in the parking lot of the Steam Pub. Bucks County 911 received numerous other calls reporting the shooting. Upper Southampton Township Police and the EMS arrived at the scene and found two deceased males in the Steam Pub parking lot. These men were later identified as Stephen Panapianco, 30, of Bensalem, and Raymond Farrell, 28, of Philadelphia. While on the scene, police received information that a third man, Richard Bowman, 24, of Philadelphia, sustained a gunshot wound and was treated at a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. After calling 911, Hughes remained on the scene until police arrived and cooperated fully with the investigation, including giving a video and audio recorded interview, allowing police to review his cell phone, and consenting to gunshot residue testing, photographing, having his clothing collected, providing a blood sample, and releasing his medical records. The medical records show that Hughes' injuries included acute post-traumatic headache, a concussion, left ear contusion, a split lip, bloody nose, and bruises and scrapes to his left inner ear, forehead, head, and scalp. Doctors found dried blood in his left ear canal upon examination. He also suffered blurry vision, sensitivity to light, and nausea. So, what do we take for this? First of all, Mr. Hughes is extremely lucky in that the Upper Township Police apparently are pretty good. They looked at the situation for what it was. Also, the Southampton Township DA or whatever county or Commonwealth, he's a district attorney, Matt Weintraub, he apparently goes by the letter of the law. Now, I would love to know if Mr. Hughes asked for a lawyer. Because there's nothing wrong with cooperating with police. And the reason he's lucky is that the police didn't overreact. The district attorney didn't overreact. The district attorney isn't some gun-grabbing partisan who looks upon this as any chance to get up. Didn't characterize him as a bloodthirsty, gun-wielding maniac like some of them do. So that's good. That's good. The only thing that I find fault in, and I guess it really would depend upon what the law is in Pennsylvania, because I don't know what the law is in Pennsylvania. See, here in South Carolina, I can carry a gun into a place that serves alcohol. Now, I can't get drunk while carrying a gun. And it's up to me, as a responsible adult, to understand that. But I don't know what the law is in Pennsylvania. So my first thing would be, dude should have, if he had a permit and it was legal, dude should have had a gun on him. Because it sounds like he sustained a lot of damage that it's just pure dumb luck that he's not dead. Because he was being attacked by three guys. And you know, believe me, most guys that are, this is a fairly young fella. And those guys are fairly young fellas. But most of them don't have the hand-to-hand combat expertise it takes to fight off three people. I mean, that takes an extreme amount of expertise. Because you have to be so powerful that you're dispatching guys with one or two shots every time you move. So, obviously that wasn't happening. So he should have had his gun on him. I'm glad this has turned out good for him. But back to the disparity of force thing. Disparity of force is going to be present if you're female, period. Okay? If you are older, period. There are a few of us that have managed to remain as really serious physical specimens. But even Chuck Norris has arthritis now. You know, I was a big martial arts fan and student in the early days, and I see my people that I was involved in then, and they're all a little older. They're just not who they used to be. So disparity of force is going to be present in most cases, and this is why we carry a gun. So unless you're in that very narrow window where you are an MMA fighter, a male, and you outweigh whoever might be coming at you, then probably disparity of force is not going to be present, and that's only if they come at you unarmed. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.